Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 2nd, 2022. Tonight, it's our monthly individual and group healing call where we put people in the hot seat, but everybody gets healing. So welcome to one and all who are here, live or on the recording. I want to acknowledge the folks on the live call at this moment, including Brian, Cass and Jim, Deanna, Eric, iPhone 54, Laura, Michelle, Patricia, Risa, and another phone caller. So welcome to one and all, and of course, those who join after and those who are coming in via the recording. So let me explain what we do in case there's someone new here. We'll open after this little intro with calling the directions of the Mesa, calling our allies, setting up a sacred container so we can work safely. Then we'll have people volunteer to go into the hot seat. They will tell us very briefly and concisely what kind of healing they want. And then we'll all act as conduits, just call for, you know, whatever they ask for to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Then we'll just all relax and be vessels for the energy to flow through. The people in the hot seat will get tons of energy, and we, the senders, will, you know, get a ton of healing energy for ourselves as well intermittently throughout the call. So even if you never get into the hot seat, you'll get tons of healing, guaranteed. It always happens. That's one reason I schedule this thing every single month, is because everyone gets the healing. And as you know, if you've been around any length of time at all with Awakening Plus, with every good healing you get, your spiritual awakening goes a level deeper. Great onion of consciousness and all that. So as always, my request is that you give us your undivided attention as if you were right here in the room with us, with me rather. So please, no multitasking. Give us your full attention. If you can't do it live, then please wait and do it on the recording when you can give it your full attention. And also, if you have to leave early before I close the container, just ask the allies to ease you out nice and gentle, and you'll be able to leave without disrupting our field. I only make big deals out of this because we all co-create the container live or on the recording. So you are never a spectator. You're always a co-creator of the event, which is why your undivided attention is so important. All right, so let's do this. I invite you to close your eyes, relax, just take a moment to feel your body and or your subtle energy field, whatever you're aware of. Just get your baseline. Now, please stay passive as I call the directions and call in the allies. As always, every ally I call is of high vibration and benevolent intent. I invite you to stay passive. If you feel energy moving, just feel it. If you don't feel your breath come and go on its own, please stay passive either way. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakochan Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. To set up myself, I call my own embodied awakening, unconditional love, Christ consciousness, service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. She sends her love to you. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, we have a good container. If anyone would like to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, this is the time to do it. We'll leave a moment for those additional allies to join us. All righty, thank you. Okay, next we'll do our embodied awakening invocation, after which we'll get into our healing rounds. But we want to be as awakened as possible so we can do our best work. So the idea here is to call your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So to invoke that, please say the following words: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become passive. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel it doing its thing. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, stay passive. Let things happen on their own. If you should get distracted, You'll notice it at some point. Just relax back into feeling, energy, or breath. Let the distraction do its own thing in the background. Finally, use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And that might be as little as no effort at all. A lot of us are moving into embodied awakening now. You will know you're there when the following is all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You get there, just relax and be, hold space, and it will help everyone else. Okay, that feels pretty solid. We have a good field, good container. If you got all the way to embodied awakening, yay. If not, you can still work with us. Just do the best you can. And, we're now ready for our first volunteer. We make sure that unmuting is allowed. Yeah, we just activated. So whoever would like to go first, just please unmute yourself. The requirement to be in the circle is you have to be live on the call and you have to be able to speak interactively with me. Video is great, not required, but it's nice to be able to see you on top of everything else, but that's your call. So anyone who would like to go first, just unmute yourself and we'll jump in. If you're on the phone, unmuting is done by hitting *6. If you're on Zoom proper, then just hit the mic button. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm trying to get my, okay.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome. All right, so what I ask of all who go into the hot seat, just to be super concise, is just to tell us, you know, what you want healed and what you want the outcome to be.
Okay. So I have a very mild form of asthma.
Okay.
But I've noticed in the last few months, it seems to be impacting my energy more.
Okay.
Just had a Reiki session recently, and she felt that my right lung in particular needed work.
Okay.
But I would just like to be able to feel a little freer with my breathing.
Okay. So we want full, free breathing. Would that be a way to describe it?
Sure.
All right. And that would obviously, you know, imply that there would be no asthma getting in the way of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we also want strong vitality.
Yes.
So that energy impact isn't there. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So again, because the allies are going to take care of all the technical work, they know all the details and nuances. We don't need to worry about that at the human level. Okay. Have you been in our hot seat before on this call?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. So you've got a really tough job. Just relax and do nothing and let the energy move.
Okay. I think I can do that.
I bet you can. Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Okay. So you're going to start by saying the following words. You're just going to say the 7-word healing invocation. You ready?
Ready.
So say the following: maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go and just hold attention there in your lungs where the asthma would normally be felt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, if you've been here before, you know the drill, but I'll elucidate it anyway. Everyone who is not Laura, you are now going to be acting as a pipeline, as a conduit for her highest good healing energy. So I invite you to repeat the following after me. And again, if you're on the recording, you're just as much a part of this as if you had been on live. We go beyond time and space with this stuff, and you're every much the participant on the recording too. So everyone, I invite you to say the following out loud to your allies. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Laura's highest good. May her breathing be free and easy. May her vitality be strong. From this point forward, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Starting now, thank you. Okay, release the words. And now, as someone who is not Laura, you're just going to relax and just do nothing. You're going to be completely passive. And your passivity will allow your higher self and all these allies to flow energy in the top of your head, out the front of your body to Laura. And your job is to stay as passive as possible and just let this happen. What this means is you at the human level are not going to visualize or deliberately flow energy or imagine symbols or anything like that. You're just going to be a completely passive hollow reed for her. And the more you do this, the more benefit she's going to get, because your human self couldn't possibly do this as well as your higher self can do it through you. So please relax, be passive, and Laura will get what she needs. And you, Laura, again, just be completely passive and just receive energy. You already feel it kind of stirring up in there, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just relax. You are protected by our karma-free safety clause, which says you can't get overwhelmed. No one ever gets overwhelmed doing anything in Awakening Plus. Our phrasing does not allow it. So you, Laura, just relax. Use the least effort needed to feel what's happening energetically, which might include zero effort. And we'll just kind of see what happens. As always, Benjamin, I am not making anything happen. I'm just your empathic tour guide, narrating what's happening anyway. Yeah, Laura, already your body feels more like energy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just relax. That's part of the process. Yeah, I can feel they're being kind of gentle with you. Since you aren't necessarily accustomed to a lot of strong energy flushing in all at once, right?
Right.
Yeah, so they're being gentle with you, and they're going to ramp it up easy and make sure they don't freak you out. So you relax, knowing that just like Goldilocks, you're going to have just the right amount, and they're going to kind of ease it in gradually to make sure you can comfortably receive it. They're going to just kind of gradually increase and find your capacity to receive, and then they're going to hold it at that level. Again, no overwhelm allowed in any Awakening Plus event. And Laura, if you have anything your body wants to do, shake, vibrate, tremble, cry, make sound, jump around, whatever you have to do, whatever your body spontaneously wants to do, allow that as long as no one gets hurt.
Okay.
There's no shame or blame here. People cry and make sound all the time on these events. So if that happens, just let it rip.
Okay.
And it might be still and silent. Just let it be what it is. Okay, already, those of you who are acting as the conduits, you may be noticing you're getting healing energy too. The allies are already doing it. As always, the senders get massively blessed along with the people in the hot seat. So everybody gets healing, no matter what. And it can all run at the same time. So those of us who are sending to Laura, we're simultaneously and effortlessly being the conduit for her and receiving our own highest good energy all at the same time. Our allies have no problem multitasking that. Yeah, Laura, you feel all that heavy energy going out your hands and feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the heavy energy that's been associated with the asthma and the lack of vitality. So just let that flush out. As much as possible, Laura, just stay in the energetics of it. Don't get curious. Don't start thinking about it and wondering about stuff. That will slow it down or even stop it. If you just relax as much as possible into the pure energetic experience of what's happening, that will facilitate it best. After it's all done, you can engage your brain and think about it all you want. But while it's happening, the more you stay out of your thoughts, the better it's going to work. It's common when receiving a healing to have thoughts and images swirl around in the background. That's not a problem. Just don't focus on that. Let it be a background event spontaneously happening. Try to keep your attention on sensation, just pure feeling of what's happening instead. And as always, the best you can do is always good enough. Mm-hmm. Nice uptick right there. Well done. You feel how your light body just got more vibrant a moment ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just allow that. Yeah, as frequently happens, in order to receive the healing, you have to be moved into an altered state. So just relax into whatever level of divine consciousness they move you, and know that that's all, in this kind of work, necessary for the healing to manifest. You don't have to understand it, you just have to allow it. And in fact, most of what they're doing is beyond the ability of any human to comprehend. So just be with it and let it run. There's another wave of healing for the senders. Oh, I'm being shown that some of the senders are getting that blended experience where instead of an I-thou, I am the sender and she is the receiver, you may be having the experience of blending with Laura on the energetic level, and they're just emerging. And the merging is the experience of what's happening instead of a sense of separate flow. All this blending is happening at a higher level where there is no such thing as privacy or even a separate being. So there's no intrusion of privacy. If you feel that blending happening, it's not a violation of Laura's space because it's not happening at her human ego level. And at that level, we're all blended anyway. So if you find yourself in that blending experience, just allow that. That's even better than having an I-thou experience. So Laura, I'm getting that you're kind of starting to have that blended experience, but a part of you is resisting it. Am I correct about that?
Probably, yep.
Yeah. So you're being invited to it, but not forced. So where you feel that blending, if you just want to relax into that and just allow it, I promise you there will be no overwhelm. Apparently that's not a level you're comfortable with from past experience, but it's really awesome if you can open to it. If you choose to, it's your free will choice. But it will enhance and empower the healing if you are willing to go there. So you will get more bang for your buck if you allow that blended awareness. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I invite you just to try it, and you can always pull out if you don't like it. Again, this is public space anyway. At this level of awareness, there is only blended awareness. There is no individual being there. So it's already happening. The only question is whether Laura's ego is aware of it or not. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. That's not so bad, is it?
No, it's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Well done. Yeah, see how the whole energetic, your whole body got an uptick of energy when you did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, much faster vibration. Yeah, that's really turning the healing on deeper. Congratulations. Well done. As always, those of us who are holding space for her live or on the recording may be getting some of her heavy energy processed through our body. Like my body right now is shaking pretty strongly. So as appropriate, as people are willing and able, they may be given some of her heavy stuff to process through. And just allow that. If it's happening, you know, it all runs itself. There's no skill or talent or technique you need at the human level. Just relax and let it run through, and your higher self and allies will take care of everything if you just allow it to happen, if it's happening anyway. Mm-hmm. Feel that uptick right there, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're doing great. Well done. Yeah, it's like there's hardly any physical body awareness at all right now, is there? It's like you're just so aware of your energy self, right?
Right.
Yeah, just be in that. Yeah, you're doing great. Feel that sorrow coming up? A little bit of sadness?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's part of the healing too. The sadness is associated with the asthma. So I want you to just feel that sorrow completely with no resistance and no filter. Can you do that? Just be fully present with it. Do you feel how they're kind of easing it in instead of just blasting you with it?
Yes. Yeah.
So can you feel it at the level it's at?
Mm-hmm.
And you're fully present with it?
Yeah.
Good. So they promise, cross their heart, pinky swear, they're not going to overdo it. You can trust that they're going to monitor you very carefully as they ramp it up. And if they see that you're feeling like it's too much, they're going to stop right there or back it off. So they will regulate this for you better than Laura could regulate it for herself. Do you trust them to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, so just open to it and see what happens. You can always pull back anytime. So, but give them a chance. Because they're telling me very clearly, you must feel and process the sorrow in order to clear the asthma. Because the emotional trauma was a big part of what caused it. And in shamanism, you have to feel it to heal it. No way around it. But when you feel it in a healing context like this, it doesn't overwhelm. It's intense, yes, but you only have to feel it once and then you're done with it. Any healing that happens in this space, it's one and done. There you go. See how it wants to go even deeper into divine awareness and you're kind of fighting it around the edges? Feel that resistance field around you?
Mm.
Can you just feel that resistance and be one with it for a moment? Yeah, put all of your awareness on that resistance around you. You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
So merge with it completely, not changing anything, just being aware of it. There you go. Just be the resistance completely. Good. And now just relax 100%. Go to zero. Zero effort. Just be. There. See how that's busting through it?
Yeah.
That's my classic strategy. When I feel resistance, I completely merge with it. Completely be one with it. And then after a moment, I just go to zero and it usually just relaxes the resistance and you just go right on to the next level. Super simple, super easy. This is some of the most boring healing work on the planet. It's so simple and so easy. But he gets it done. So little drama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel that brain bliss right there?
Mm.
Yeah, enjoy that too. Actually, enjoying the higher states accelerates the healing. So just don't be afraid to really enjoy that bliss when it shows up. The part of you that wonders if it deserves it, the answer is always yes. Any good experience you have in an inner world, you always deserve it, or it couldn't even show up in the first place. Nice. Now, Laura, they'd like you to go to just zero, simply exist, please. They got you. Just go to no effort at all. There you go. Feel that shift?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Stay at zero, please. Nice. And I'm super impressed with everybody else. You all are holding this field impeccably. So well done. So just keep doing what you're doing. More sorrow, just feel that and let it come through on its own. Now feel how the physical body awareness is starting to come back in. Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just let that phase in gradually. More sorrow, just as always, just feel it. Don't resist it. Just be fully present with it as it is. Now feel how you're back in your body, but your body feels like completely different than when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just feel the new reality of what your body feels like. Just be present with that for a moment. And my perception is you're fully back in body now. Is that your experience too?
Yes.
Good. So when we started, were you having some experience of that asthma? Was there some difficulty breathing?
Yeah, tightness, yes.
Okay. How does it feel now?
Feels much more light.
Is there any restriction in breathing?
No.
So you have full clear breath now?
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
Good. How about your vitality level? Has that shifted?
Yes.
Good. So it sounds like you got what you asked for then. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank everybody very much.
Yeah, well, it's everybody who did it, the humans and the non-humans both. Team effort, guys. Well done. Mm-hmm. And everyone who's not Laura, just take a moment and feel yourself. See if you don't feel a lot better. When we hold space, each of us is, you know, given custom treatment by the allies, and whatever healing we need, we get that too. Okay, even if we don't specifically ask for it. Okay, do you feel complete with our work, Laura?
Yeah, it feels a lot better.
Good. All right, well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so who's next? Whoever's next, just unmute yourself and we'll put you in the circle next. We're shy tonight. Oh, Deanna, hi.
Hi. I gave it a good count of seven to give everybody an opportunity.
Oh, that's very nice of you. And I saw Cass and Jim was right behind you. They can come next.
Oh, well, why don't we have Cass and Jim go in front?
Oh, we're going to, it doesn't matter. We're all going to get in there.
All right.
Yeah, so.
I have been having right shoulder pain.
Okay.
And I've been trying to figure out if it's physical, if it's tied to a particular something.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I thought it was tied to a particular some healing that needs to be released.
Mm-hmm.
It randomly comes and goes.
Okay.
And sometimes shoots up to like an 8.
Okay.
And sometimes is at a 0, but it's pretty much always there at between a 2 and a 4.
Okay. All right. What is it right now?
It depends on the positioning. I would call it about a 4 right now.
4 now? Okay.
Yeah, but right. 20 minutes ago, it was a 6.
Well, so. All we can work with is now.
All right. Well, right now, we're at a 4.
Good. All right. So Just feel the foreness of it.
Okay.
You ready to receive healing?
I am.
All right. So say the following: maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And relax. And just hold the tension there in the shoulder. Everybody else, please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Deanna's highest good. May her right shoulder be healed. To the greatest extent. That serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. Okay, everyone who's not Deanna, just relax and be completely passive and the energy will start flowing through you. Just let it run. And of course, as a sender, you're not going to get overwhelmed either. Deanna, you've done this a lot. You know what to do. Just relax and let it come. Like you already know how to do.
I'm going to say, will do.
All right. So let's let it run. Yep. You've already got a bunch of energy coming in, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So y'all notice who are able to perceive, notice how different this is. Laura was kind of new to this and they kind of were gentle with her at first. They're just flooding Deanna because they know she can handle it. So a person who has capacity and knows what they can handle, they tend to get a lot more energy more quickly. Just a little tutorial there on how that can be different. So y'all stay passive and Deanna just receive and yeah. Woo, that's a lot of energy.
It is. It almost, it's coming in the center of the chest for me and then mm-hmm. radiating out to every cell in my body.
Good. Take it.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, the difference between Laura and Deanna is it's not a better or worse. It's just noting a difference, noticing a difference in capacity and experience and how that can look different when a healing shows up. So you're getting a lot of help. A lot of your heavy energy is being delegated out to others who are willing and able to handle it. So y'all are getting it. Just let it do its thing.
And thank you for that.
Okay, good. Now they're flushing it out good. That was they needed to shake up that heavy energy real good. And now they're flushing, as you can feel.
And say it feels like it's coming out my arms and hands.
As well it should. And some feet too, right?
Yes, and some feet.
Yep. Just let it run. Let Mother Earth take that heavy energy. And just relax into the broader energetic dynamics that are happening beyond your body too. So they're wanting to make sure you're 100% passive and surrendered to the process, Deanna?
My head turned to the side and I felt a new pain and it felt like a hitch. So
okay. So hold attention wherever the pain is worst. Yeah, saying they're going for multiple spots here. Can you hold attention in more than one place at a time?
Yes.
So just they're actually saying you don't even have to do it deliberately. They're going to place your attention proportionally where it's needed. So just let your attention naturally be placed where it's needed and, you know, in according to the proportions that will serve. And that will shift over time. So just let them place it for you. Just stay passive. There you go. Good. So yeah, once you really relaxed and they were able to place it themselves, it just got really a lot calmer.
It did, broader and gentler.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you let go and allow. Well done. Woo, big sorrow. Just feel that and let it flush through.
Yep, I feel it.
Yeah, just let it come through. You don't have to know anything about it. Just let it pass through.
I just know where I've been carrying it.
Yeah, just let it go. It's so common that people come in with a physical ailment and it turns out there's this old repressed emotion that was causing it in the first place. So they got to flush that out to get the healing done. Feel how it wants to get bigger and it's kind of being repressed from expanding there, Deanna?
Yes, it's in the third eye.
Mm-hmm. So just wherever you feel the resistance, just put your attention there fully for a moment. Just be completely present with the resistance without doing anything about it.
There you okay. go.
And just for a moment, just be the resistance. And now relax completely, go to zero. There, see how that went right through it?
Yep.
Good job, well done. Now your field can get a lot bigger. There's another resistance beyond it, same deal, just be, it's subtler this time, but be present with that further level of resistance. A little longer, just be with it. And now drop to zero. Well done. Ooh, more challenging emotion. Just be present with that too. That's old. That's not from this lifetime.
No, it isn't.
Just be with it. Don't worry about it. Just let it go. Feel the sorrow. The allies, thank you, by the way, for your willingness to process for others.
I was going to say my pleasure, but I might want to bite my tongue.
Right. Well, at least it doesn't have to be difficult if you just relax into it, right?
Right.
I think you, like me, are at the point where we can feel that. And is it pleasant? No. But do we suffer? No. It just sort of is something that happened.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a new spot rising.
Okay. Just let them place your attention where it's needed. Ooh, that's intense. Just feel that completely. Yeah, that's an old attachment. Actually, that's an old curse. Just let that go.
Don't need those anymore.
Yeah, stay with that. That's pretty deep. Just be, you need to put your full attention where that thing is in your chest. You feel that?
I do.
Just be completely present. Do nothing but feel it. You're gonna have to dig it out. Reminds me of the time I was in an ayahuasca ceremony in the jungle and they had to dig a spider out of my chest. It was nasty.
Oof.
This won't be nearly as bad for you, though.
Oh, thank goodness.
I say, we'll make quick work of this if you stay passive. Mm-hmm. They need you to forgive everyone and everything that's ever caused you harm to release this. Is that okay with you?
That is okay with me.
So repeat after me. I hereby forgive.
I hereby forgive.
Everyone and everything.
Everyone and everything.
That has ever caused me harm.
That's ever caused me harm.
In this or past lives.
In this or past lives.
Deliberately or unintentionally.
Deliberately or unintentionally.
All is forgiven.
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 And now just be passive. Whoa. Now it's clearing. Good job.
You came in with an image of a white horse.
Okay. Yeah, there's a beautiful alchemical transformation happening in your heart chakra. Just let that proceed. You know, they're saying that the pain in the shoulder was kind of alerting you to what was going on in the heart chakra.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing all the sort of energetic things that were tied one to the other that are now releasing. Yeah, I'm getting an image of Tony Stark's heart in the middle of his chest when he's Iron Man. It looks kind of like that in your heart chakra right now.
Hmm. It's not a familiar image, but I'm sure I could Google it, right?
If you haven't seen the Marvel movies, you wouldn't know what I'm talking about, but it's beautiful. Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's expanding beautifully. Just let it keep running. Once again, you folks who are not Deanna are doing an amazing job. You're just so good. You're doing exactly the right stuff. Just keep it up.
Yeah, thank you all, y'all.
Just go to zero and just be, please. This is for Deanna. Just go to zero. There you go. And everybody's getting a big old healing at the same time. As before, those who were not Deanna, just relax and it's all being done through you and for you. You just stay passive and you'll be the conduit for her. You'll receive your own healing at the same time. It'll all be happening all at the same time, just easily and smoothly. Just let it run. They all are just saying, this needs to go in your best of category on the recording. Will do. Nice. Just allow that next level awareness to come in. I'm being shown that everyone's having this available. So everyone just, I'm wanting everyone to go to zero now. Just be passive and just let this field do its thing. Everyone's being held. No one needs to use effort right now. And for those who are conscious enough, that whole group blending is happening. All of us do have a part of us in this blended field at a higher level. And some of our egos are aware of it. So if you're aware of it, just enjoy it. If not, then don't worry. You'll gain awareness of that level when you clear enough of those great onion layers. Just persist and all sorts of magic starts happening. Let's all just relax at zero effort and enjoy whatever our experience is. This is a little reward moment for work well done. Just enjoy that nice feeling. Just let yourself be a being of light and energy. Enjoy the euphoria. Thank you, Mother Ayahuasca. She's very strong right now. Okay, now we're coming into our bodies again, but transformed, of course. This, all of us are getting an enhanced awakening through this process. There we are, all back in. So, Deanna, are you back in your body now?
I believe so. As you said, there we are. The white horse appeared again.
Oh, good. Excellent.
It felt like a complete cycle.
Good. And how's the shoulder?
I had forgotten about it. So let me see. I would give it a 0 to a 1.
That sounds better.
Yeah, it definitely is much better. Better range of motion, too.
All right. Well done. And do you feel how different you feel now overall?
I do.
Good.
Yeah, good. Absolutely.
All right. And I imagine everyone else feels pretty nice, too. Well done.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. All right. Well done. You feel complete? I guess you must. You muted your mic.
I do.
Okay. I think Cass and Jim were next, whoever was that person. So they can unmute again if they want to be next. Hey, who am I talking to?
Jim.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
So good evening. Yes. Yeah, the healing I want to work on this evening is my prostate. I have frequent and at times difficult urination. So it's a relaxation and shrinking of the prostate would be the healing. And, you know, the outcome would be less frequent and easy passing urination.
All right. Well, since you're here tonight, you're in luck. I had to do that one. Sorry. Hope that didn't piss you off.
Mm-mm.
All right. So let's do this. So Jim, just say the healing invocation, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
And if you have to get up and go pee during the process, that will actually be a good sign. You have our consent if you need to do that. All right, so everyone else, repeat after me. Spirit that I am, allies, please flow the energy through me for Jim's highest good. May his prostate be completely healed. May his flow of urine be easy and comfortable. May he have the most complete healing of his prostate and overall urinary functionality. That serves highest good. This or something better. Thank you. All right, everyone just relax and just become the hollow reed. Just chill, and you may already be feeling the energy flowing through you. And Jim, you know the drill. You've been in the hot seat plenty. Just relax and receive. So if this goes well, you can exclaim, "Urethra!" So just relax and let the energy flow so that everything else can flow later. Yeah, they're distributing out the healing. I'm shaking like a leaf. So everyone who's holding space passively, just whatever your body's doing, whatever energy's coming through you, just let it come through. Feeling a lot of energy there, Jim?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just relax and let it come. The more you can just relax and open to it, the more healing you're going to get. Yeah, I feel how altered you've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax into that. That's necessary for the healing. Yeah, everyone is being offered this altered state, so just relax into it the best you can. They're saying Jim will get a better healing the more all of us who are flowing to him just relax and allow this altered state to be our experience as well. And once again, big thanks to Mother Ayahuasca for facilitating this for us. She said, "Altered states are my thing." Again, everyone, if the body wants to move, shake, vibrate, if you want to cry, make sound, just allow all that. Let the process run as it wishes. Once again, everybody's getting healing, as even as they're being conduits, so the whole dual thing is happening yet again. And I didn't specifically mention this is a 90-minute call, so just know that that's the amount of time we've set aside for this event. They're saying the way you work with anger is related to this, Jim. Mm. Believe it or not, they're indicating a pun. And this is really not for humor. This is literally what they're saying. They're saying when you let yourself get pissed off, it restricts your ability to piss, to urinate, literally. Mm. So know that if you're having any anger management issues, this is relating to the issue you're presenting with.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Scout's Honor, I'm not just making a pun. They're really being serious about that. It's all about your ability to release inappropriate energy, whether the energy is anger or whether it's, you know, a liquid toxin in the body that needs to clear. There's a correlation between them. And of course, if you find yourself holding a negative emotion and it's not releasing on its own, you can always invoke its release through the healing invocation and have your higher self do it for you. We're encouraging you to do that as often as it is necessary.
Okay.
Or whatever methodology works best for you. You feel how that energy is being shaken up all over your body and flushed out?
Mm-hmm.
Saying that's this repressed dark energy you've been holding.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you hold anger. It just clots up and just kind of messes up everything all over the board. So they're doing a whole lot of shaking up all over the place and flushing it out. And apparently the urinary issue was to draw your attention to this in this context.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you feel that kind of clotted energy that's kind of all over your body, different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the result of all that repressed negative emotion that you weren't able to feel or process in the past. That you absolutely can feel and process now. Because you're going to let your higher self do it for you. If you so choose. It's kind of like clotted cream. Yeah, just let it flush out all over the place. Yeah. There now it's liquefying more. Now it's going to flush more easily. Still kind of clotted, but at least it's starting to drain now. Feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they'd like you to just hold general full body awareness and just be as passive as possible, and they'll move as much of this out as they can.
All right.
There's a lot of it. Just let it move out at its own pace. They promise they're doing, it feels like it's slow, but they're truly moving as fast as they can. As always, they will not overwhelm. And they can only move at the fastest rate that doesn't overwhelm. Good. Now it's moving faster. Good. It's kind of like having been constipated and finally getting to move it. Yeah. Well done. You feel how it's opening up now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're saying there will be a direct correlation between the sense of first constricted release and then easier release. They're going to, this will correlate to your ability to urinate as well. You should find urination easier after this. Nice. Yeah, let that new energy come in. A little bit of euphoria. Oh, feel how you're resisting it, though? Mm-hmm. That little bit of resistance to it there?
Okay.
You feel it?
I think so, yeah.
So just like we did with the other folks, just be the resistance, be completely present with it without changing anything. There you go. A little longer. Now, full passivity. Just let go. There you go. There you go. You're flowing now. Just relax into zero again. Once again, so impressed with everyone holding space. Y'all are just incredible tonight. Well done, well done, well done. And lots of benefit being received by all those holding space as well. Everybody wins on this call. The others are saying, can you do this event twice a month? Oh my God, how many events do I have to do? We'll see. Nice. Let that new vibration come in there. Are you willing to release everything you've been to go to the next version of yourself here energetically, Jim?
Yes.
All right. Just let it all go and receive the upgrade if you're willing. Good. You're stuck though. Can you just really, or do you really trust that this is a good thing happening right here?
Yes.
Yeah. Just go to zero and let them do it. There you go. That wasn't so bad. Yeah, feel the new you there?
Mm-hmm.
Just relax into it. But you got to feel that sorrow now. Just be with the sorrow and let it move. Feel part of you flinching back from it?
I guess so. Yeah.
So just go right in, be fully present with it. It's already wanting to expand. You just have to show up and be there with it. You feel it's already expanding? So just feel that heart emotion completely. There you go. There you go. That's it. Just be present is all. Don't do anything. Just feel it. There you go. Absolute zero effort now. Just go to zero in the heart. There you go. That's it. It's actually pretty subtle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You feel the emotion, but it's really subtle. Just be present with that. A lot more bliss than pain now. Well done. This is one of those examples where we come into work on one thing, and in order to heal it, we all ask go a whole bunch of different places. But they can see all the interlinks and the related things that have to be cleared up to heal a particular thing. Oh, coming back into your body now. So feel how you're back in your body, but it's like totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just let them settle you back in. Enjoy your new body reality. That's a nice upgrade. Well done. Proving once again, it always gets better than this.
Mm-hmm.
And also feel how much more awakened you are.
Yeah.
Yep, you can't do a good healing without getting a good awakening. They just follow one after the other. Does that feel complete?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there any way to test right now how effective it was, or will you have to wait until you have to pee?
I think we have to wait for the eureka moment, yes.
The eureka moment. Very good. Okay, good. Do you feel complete?
Yes.
Yeah, if you would, after you pee a time or two, just pop me an email and let me know how it's going, all right?
Okay, will do.
All right, cool.
All right, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Okay. We have time for one more hot seat person who would like to be that person. Just unmute yourself and we'll go. That's Vivian. Hello.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hello.
Very potent today. Everything that's been done has resonated with me. I also have my right shoulder on fire, really. Shall I say what I think it might be about?
You want.
I think I will. I think it's a residue of rage and grief with working with the psychiatric system and wanting to offer something different for a long time. This got triggered on Tuesday when I had a young student work with a new client with PTSD following a, sounds like a psychotic rage of a relative. The other supervisor that she sees thought that it was medium risk, but I looked at the intake form and she's on Prozac and she's having impulses to throw herself under a car, even though she's not suicidal.
Whoa.
And so my immediate flag warning for this young woman was that the medication is probably not the right thing and it's been administered by a general practitioner and not a psychiatrist. And so I took it to a staff meeting, and I feel that the other supervisor was a bit miffed that I thought there was potentially more risk than there is, and the student doesn't yet know how to assess risk, nor does she. She needs to be coached into calling up the right agency with the client's permission to call up the agency to make a difference. And I went home with like tightness in my shoulders and, like a bit of burning. And as we worked today, some of that shifted for me to know this has got to do with my self-will and my, nothing gets me more than a medical system that is inadvertently perhaps fucking ignorant about healing. So there's, I think I just need to dissolve some of this and and trust the right healing for everybody concerned. That's what it's about. Yeah. And I can feel it's here. coming up already as I say that.
Yeah. And they're throwing down the idea, what is mine to do? You can't heal the whole system single-handed. You can just
I don't have to do it single-handed, but I can have the vision that healing flows through the whole system. It doesn't have to flow through.
Yeah, you bet. That can be part of what you're used to do. But you can't make everyone do the absolutely right, perfect thing that you
do. I can play my role in kind of, hey, listen, I think we should look at this.
Oh, yeah.
But then let it go.
Exactly. Don't get stressed over what you cannot control, is what they're saying.
That's fine. I know.
That just burdens you and you become less effective at what is yours to do, right? And I know you care so much, that's so much easier said than done. I totally get it, but they wanted me to say it anyway.
I know that. I mean, it's stubborn egotism to think that I can hang on to it and change it beyond me doing what I can do. Nevertheless, yeah. I don't actually want sore shoulders or sore heart or anything else, really.
All right, well, they're getting the energy started. You want to hop on there?
No, I can feel it.
All right, so say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
And just hold your attention where it hurts. Everyone else, repeat after me. Allies, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Vivian's highest good. Heal her physical pain. Help her understand what is hers to do. Be at peace with what she can and cannot do. So that she can be the most effective agent for highest good in the things that she can influence. That's enough words. Y'all relax and just let the energy. Woo, that's a woo. Another good example. Look how much energy is coming through. Vivian has high capacity. She's a conscious person, so she's getting just a ton of it right away. So everyone just relax. It's like a high voltage line. Let it come through. Exactly.
Yes.
They got you right at the edge there, don't they, Vivian? You just stay passive and they'll clean this up quick for you. Yep. That's quite an intense stasis field, isn't it? The energy's kind of holding in there, but it's vibrating super fast. You feel that? Yeah, they're getting it stirred up so they can flush it soon. So just let them get it all stirred up, and then they'll flush it as soon as it's ready. Let it out. Good. Well done. Yeah, what she just verbally did was a sonic release of heavy energy. That's why it sounded so creepy, because it was. But it's out and gone. That was not Vivian. That was heavy energy releasing from Vivian. That's how shamanism sounds sometimes. Good. The energy is penetrating into Vivian really nicely. Everyone's holding space. If a part of you is getting a little freaked out by the sounds, just stay in your center. Good. Everyone's doing great. Feel like we've all got our center back. Just stay passive. Let the energy flow through to help her. Good, it's releasing. Good, good. Good, good release, Vivian. Well done. Yeah, could you feel like none of that was yours? It was stuff you picked up from your work environment, Vivian?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's not just now either. It's not just this particular thing. It's just that just triggered it all.
Good. Yeah, that's almost an exorcism there. Well done.
Spirits can all go. No, go. They just need to be blessed and released. I just need to let them. I don't fly through. Go.
There they go. Good. Yep, they're releasing. Some are going up to heaven, some down into the earth. Good, the field is in strong integrity. I know that was challenging folks to hold space for. Y'all are doing wonderful. Well done. Yeah, the radiance is getting stronger. Thank you. Good. Now, yeah. Do you feel that deeper relaxation in your body, Vivian?
Oh, definitely.
Yes?
Yes.
Good, yes, good. Yes. Stay with it. You're still draining. Can I share what the allies are asking me to share with you?
Yeah, of course.
They're saying you picked up so much of that stuff because there were parts of your personality that felt guilty or were having challenging emotions because you couldn't do more than you could do. And when you take on responsibility that is not properly yours, you open yourself to infiltration. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, you know, just do your very best, especially when you're in that challenging work environment. Just be as awakened as you can, as consistently as possible. You know what is yours to do, what is not yours to do. And it's when you try to do what is not yours to do that you open yourself to infiltration. Does that make sense? You just, you know, stay within your bailiwick, do what's yours. The rest can be handled by someone else. As you awaken more deeply, your capacity will grow and you will be able to do more. But overstepping like you have with good intention, but without capacity is what has caused the infiltration that you've just been clearing. Does that make sense? I mean, that's not from Benjamin. That's just, I'm channeling that. Okay.
No, I guess it's like needing to surrender really at the end of every session or in the middle of it.
Yeah. You might need to more actively work with energy throughout your work day.
Yeah, definitely.
Whatever clearing, whatever reinforcement of awakening that happened at any moment, you know, just keep it going. Make it just a routine part of your process.
Oh.
Now that's a sticky one. Feel how sticky that is in your heart chakra there, in your belly?
Yeah, it's just I have a hernia between the under the rib cage, above the stomach area.
Well, they're working it right now. Just let them do the work, okay?
Might be working in there too, somewhere.
Yep, and there's an entity in there too. They're working it. Okay, this call is going to run a little past 90 minutes, so if y'all can stay, do stay. If people just have to leave, then again, ask the allies to ease you out of the field if you have to leave early. But this process needs a few more minutes here.
Thank you.
We're going into overtime. Thank you. Yeah.
I remember when this started and it was absolute agony. It's past life stuff in a.
Yeah. Do you feel that? Do you feel that critter there in the middle of your body?
Not exactly feel it as critter, but I know there's a presence.
Well, there's something in there. So just the presence you feel there, just be fully, can you merge with it? Can you just be one with it, please? You are self. Self cannot be harmed by any of this stuff. Can you please just be merged with that critter in there? You feel what I'm talking about? In the middle of your body? There you go. You're doing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just be one with that entity. Just totally merge with it, okay? There you go. Now you're merged. Only two things can happen now. It will leave or it will transmute to love and light. You just be present with it. Simple presence is all. Do nothing except be present. There you go. Let's watch what happens. The trick I learned in many ayahuasca ceremonies. Just be present with the infiltrator. Be the infiltrator. It cannot take over conscious source, which is what you feel how you are, awakened self right now, merging with it. There's no contest here. It cannot defeat you when you're conscious self. Stay with it. Stay with it. Good. It's starting to transmit. Oh, good. Feel that heavy energy in your feet. Yeah. It's starting to drain out. It's dissolving and flushing. Good. Self is winning. There you go. Good. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay conscious. Stay merged. Don't let it get away. Don't let it... Yep. Stay with it. Yep. You're draining it right out your feet. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's not leaving, so it's going to have to dissolve. It would rather dissolve out than voluntarily leave, and that's fine. That's its choice, to stay with it until it's all dissolved out. Okay, now it's flushing more. Yeah, now it's like, it's draining out much faster now. It's kind of clumps of it are leaving instead of just a little drainage. Good, good. It's breaking up.
Yeah, you're getting clumps. I'm getting little crystal fires. I'm getting something different.
Yeah. It's all going out your feet. Just let the clumps flush out. It's kind of like energetic diarrhea. Just let it flush out your feet. Good, 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 good. Let it drain. Mostly done. Just let the residue complete its flush out. Stay with it. Can you feel how it's mostly gone now?
Yeah.
It's still flushing. There's a lot of heat in the feet still. There's still stuff clearing out. So stay with it.
You're observing my feet. I can move my feet, but I'm not feeling any heat. So that's interesting. Something.
Well, I am. Do you feel at least the energy leaving your feet?
I'm moving my feet, and you're describing that. I get little flashes of kind of still this kind of light, fiery stuff, but I'm not getting a sludge kind of experience.
Are you feeling lighter and clearer as we go?
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I'm, at least what I'm perceiving is a lot of there's a little going out the hands, but mostly I'm getting the foot drain of that being flushed out into the earth, so, or what's left of it. It's no longer a conscious single being. It's just, you know, stuff. It's been basically dissolved and flushed out. It's almost done. Stay with it a moment longer. Good. How does that central part of your body feel now in your lower torso?
Yeah, I'm aware of my lower back. Let me feel.
It's all in the lower part of the torso. It's probably in there where the sexual organs are and the ovaries and the lower breast.
I feel like this, now that we're mentioning it, that there's a whole draining process moving right through my lower chakras, right through my lower body. It's going to be good to have a bath after this, I think.
Yeah, that's what I've been feeling for the last several minutes. Yeah. Well done. Does it feel mostly cleared?
Well, maybe it's, I don't know, I can't judge that, but it's shifting anyway.
Okay. All right, so give it just a moment longer. There's a little bit left, but we're mostly done. Now they'd like you just to go to zero and just be.
Okay.
Zero effort, just hold space generally in your body. Yeah, that's along with the illumination. Good. Elimination followed by illumination. There, lovely shift. All right, one more invocation I'm going to have you do to call in the replacement energy. You ready? Mm-hmm. We're going to use a technical term. Sami, S-A-M-I, is highest celestial energy. So when you call Sami, that's what you're calling, okay? You ready? Maximum Sami.
Maximum Sami.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
This or something better.
This or something better.
You know, just be passive. Here it comes. There you go. Feel that beautiful, subtle energy all through your body and energy field now?
Yeah, yes.
That's Sami. Enjoy that. Yeah, nice. In fact, that Sami is here for everybody. So anyone else who would like it, repeat after me, maximum Sami. That serves highest good, please. And everybody just relax and let yourself be saturated with as much Sami as serves your highest good. Be fully passive, just let it come. Sami is from the Karo tribe. That's the word they use to describe this super high divine energy. Okay, some people are trying to force it. Please do not. Please do not use effort or willpower. Just be completely 100% passive and receptive. Let it come to you, please. That will work a lot better. Thank you. That's better. Yeah, if there's a beautiful new vibration available to everyone, just relax into that the best you can. It's a noticeably different frequency. Okay, good. Vivian, do you feel complete?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And again, just for perspective, for those who aren't accustomed to that kind of intense shamanic sound, what was happening with Vivian, she was flushing a bunch of entities she had picked up. And that was not her. That was not Vivian making that sound. That was the entities making sound through her as they left. And that's a fairly common shamanic healing phenomenon. So it doesn't typically happen a lot on Awakening Plus calls, but it happened tonight. And so that's what was happening, y'all. Vivian's fine. She's not a demon. She was releasing demons. And they were localizing their way out of her. That's perfectly fine in shamanism. Okay. Okay, so do you feel complete with your process, Vivian?
I do. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
Does what I just said sound accurate in your experience?
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay, so let's take just a moment in case anyone wants to do any processing or integration, anyone who was not in the circle or was holding space for others, any questions or comments around what we've done tonight. And by the way, if anyone needs to leave, just ask the allies to excuse you. But what just happened was so intense, I want to make sure that anyone who needs to ask or integrate around that gets a chance before we close the circle. So does anyone have a question or comment about what just happened or anything that happened tonight? Yeah, Deanna.
I have a comment. Vivian, you are radiant. Just glowing and radiant. And how is your shoulder? How is the physical feeling of it?
It's softer, but there's still a fire process kind of moving through that area of my body, but it's just a bit, it's a bit different. It's not such, it's not so physically focused, Diana.
Okay. Yeah. But I, you said that, and I got, well, it took a long time to build up. It's going to take a while to burn out.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And if you need to take some time after this call ends to let it continue processing, then that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about physical processing. I think it's actually probably about that bath and then working in the garden. I don't actually have any client work or anything I have to do for anybody else to do, which is really nice.
And if you take a bath, if you can put some, if you have some sea salt to put in there, that's a really good energetic purifier. I use sea salt baths when I need to get some energetic purification. Yeah. Okay, good. And bless it up real good before you use it. Yeah. Patricia, did you have a question or comment?
I just, oh my goodness, that was all so intense and so incredible. And I'm rarely at a loss for words, but that was amazing and almost even scary. And then you said, just hold the center. And I just kept thinking how much I love Vivian and how much I love all of you guys. And the funny thing I'm going to say is I started out with all these aches and pains and I was freezing and my aches and pains are gone and I'm nice and warm now. So thanks everybody. This helped me too.
Good.
This was profound and amazing on so many. Oh, Vivian, I love you all. I mean, just this was just one of the most intense experiences ever, and I've had some intense ones. Thank you so much. Yeah. Really, you led that beautifully. Thank you, Benjamin.
Oh, thank you, Patricia. Thanks for being part of the space holding. It also, remember, we just passed Halloween, and you know the veils are still really thin at this time of year. So this kind of intense work can happen more easily at these times of year when the veils are more thin. So it just kind of makes sense. Yeah. Any other questions or comments from anyone?
I want to echo what Patricia said. It was intense and I got distracted, but I want to thank you, Benjamin, for bringing us back on focus. I mean, without that, I was a little freaked out. But when you said just stay focused, stay centered, that really helped. So that made the process continue and go smoothly. And Vivian, you are glowing now compared to before. You can really see it's much lighter. So
good. Anyone else have a question or comment? Yeah, just for perspective, you know, all the work I've done with ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushrooms and having heard people screaming and having worked with individual clients who just were, some dark force was talking to them and they were cursing me out. And, you know, I'm accustomed to that kind of thing. What Vivian just did, I've seen a lot of times. So it's no big deal for me, but I realized it was new for a lot of you guys. And what we just got as a group, a lot of our regulars and space holders are here. And that was an initiation for you guys. If you haven't been accustomed to that kind of clearing, you know, so now you now having had that experience can hold space for that kind of intensity more effectively moving forward. So once again, the Awakening Plus crew is being honed into an even better healing and space holding team. So Vivian, thank you for initiating us into that deeper level of work. Really, that's so cool. Anyone else have, Deanna, did you want to speak again?
Back on the topic of holding space for healing for Jim, for me, it was incredible heat. Just really intense, incredible heat at that time. And you were talking about, sludgy is the word I'm thinking of, clotting energy. Mm. And I reached over and I need water right now. So I was drinking some water. And then you said, oh, there it's thinning out. And I thought, well, of course it is. And it just, I noticed how during that space holding, there were things I needed to do, some shaking of my hands. And so there was more intensity throughout the entire process tonight with what happened with me and with Jim and Vivian. And, you know, in the beginning with Laura, it was much gentler, but still felt like it was at the intensity that it needed to be.
Yeah, I agree. So thanks for liquefying it for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody needed water, so I took some water.
Yeah, we all lift each other up, and your water drinking helped everyone else too. So
yeah,
it's just magical how it all works.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to add some of the typing that's happening. Risa typed, I ended up starving. I guess I'm going to eat the ground. Good idea. Patricia typed, yes, this is new for me. Interesting. Love you all so much. It was all very intense. Brian just typed, just want to commend Vivian for going with the flow of the process and not fighting it. My feet have never been so hot before. Definite fire. Laura types, I have to leave, but wanted to thank you, Benjamin, allies, and everyone else for holding space for me. I am so looking forward to my new vitality and ease of breath. Twice a month would be great. Cool. All right. So we're nearing our time, but any last quick questions or comments from anyone? I want to make sure we're properly integrated before we close. Yeah, the feeling of peacefulness that just came is really nice. Yeah, I think we're done. Do y'all feel that new energy that just came in? This kind of a quiet, peaceful field? Kind of saying, all is well, we can close now. Thank you, allies. Okay, let's wrap it up. Pachamama. Let me try that again. Pachamama. Mama Kia. I'm sorry. I have to get some water. Give me a second. Deanna can't drink this water for me, so I have to do it myself.
I was just thinking, of course you need water.
All right, let's try it again. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha. Inti Kuichi. As we close, allies, one good flush. Any residue of heavy energy, let it be cleared now from everyone and our field. Everyone just be passive a sec to let any residue clear. There we go. We're clean. Allies, amazing night. Totally best of. You're right. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with those who've been part of this live or on the recording for as long as it serves our highest good. Thank you again for your amazing work. Thanks for honing us into an ever more skillful team to hold space for healing and awakening and more. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, we are closed. Thanks, everybody. Sorry we ran a little late, but it was an unusual night. And I'll put on my thinking cap to see if there's any way we can do this more than monthly. We'll see what I can do. Many blessings to everybody. Tomorrow night, On the 3rd, we're going to do our astrology mini readings. So show up for that if you'd like to get a quick reading on your chart by yours truly, and maybe Spirit Song if she can join us. And lots of great events for the rest of the month too. Many blessings, y'all. Good night.